Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. In this week's headlines, a new report shows a record number of LGBTQ people ran for public office in the U.S. this year. Brazil's first out gay governor easily won re-election. Marriage equality is available throughout all of Mexico now. And Emmy Award-winning out actor Leslie Jordan has tragically died at the age of 67. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. The LGBTQ Victory Fund, the only national organization dedicated to electing LGBTQ leaders to public office, released its 2022 Out on the Trail report this past week, which shows at least 1,065 openly LGBTQ people ran or are running for public offices with elections in 2022, the most in history. Of the 1,065 candidates, 678 won their primaries earlier in the year and will appear on the ballot in November. That represents an 18.1% increase from 2020, when 574 candidates were on the November ballot. Among the key findings in the report, for the first time in history, LGBTQ candidates ran in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. A history-making 63.7% of known LGBTQ candidates won their primaries and will appear on the ballot in November, compared to 57.1% of candidates in 2020. And 416 LGBTQ people ran for state legislatures this year, again, the most in U.S. history. The full report, including all key findings and detailed demographic data, is available at victoryfund.org. Brazil's first out gay governor, Eduardo Leite of Rio Grande do Sul, easily won re-election on Sunday night in a runoff. Leite, a member of the centrist Brazilian Social Democracy Party, defeated Onyx Lorenzoni of the right-wing Liberal Party. Leite won his re-election on Sunday night by a vote of 57% to 43%. Leite was first elected governor of Brazil's southernmost state in 2019. He came out in July 2021 during an interview with a late-night talk show host. As I reported online yesterday, virulently homophobic and far-right President Jair Bolsonaro lost his bid for re-election on Sunday to former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in the second round of Brazil's presidential election. In 2018, Leite endorsed Bolsonaro in spite of his virulently anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, including opposition to marriage equality. Since that time, Leite has sharply criticized Bolsonaro over his woeful mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic in Brazil. Leite is one of the 324 openly LGBTQ candidates who ran in this year's gubernatorial, state legislative, congressional, and presidential elections. Two transgender women, Sao Paulo Municipal Councilwoman Erica Hilton and Belo Horizonte Municipal Councilwoman Duda Salibert, won seats to Brazil's Congress on October 2nd. Bringing to close a years-long process, marriage equality is now legal in all 32 states in Mexico. From coast to coast, border to border, all Mexicans are now free to marry the person they love. The state of Tamaulipas became number 32 last Wednesday when lawmakers voted 23-12 in favor of the amendment to the state's civil code. And just a day before, similar marriage equality legislation was passed in Guerrero. The first municipality to legalize marriage equality in Mexico was the nation's capital, Mexico City, in 2009. The president of Mexico's federal high court, Arturo Saldivar, celebrated the news on Twitter, writing, "The whole country shines with a huge rainbow. Long live the dignity and rights of all people. Love is love." Back in 2015, Mexico's Supreme Court ruled that state laws banning same-sex marriage were unconstitutional. But clearly, some states took their time in implementing the court-ordered changes. In related news, earlier this month, Mexico's Senate voted 69-2 in favor of banning so-called conversion therapy, the debunked pseudoscience that attempts to change a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Here in the U.S., House Republicans have introduced a bill similar to Florida's Don't Say Gay law, but the version by GOP House members goes much further than just saying gay in elementary schools. The federal version would ban any entity that receives federal money from talking about sexual orientation or gender identity to children under the age of 10. 32 House Republicans have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill introduced by Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson. The legislation, which he calls the Stop the Sexualization of Children Act, would cut federal funding to libraries, school districts, hospitals, government entities, or other organizations for, quote, hosting or promoting any program, event, or literature involving sexually oriented material. The bill defines sexually oriented material as any topic involving gender identity, gender dysphoria, transgenderism, sexual orientation, or related topics. That's pretty general. Under that definition, this could include an elementary school teacher keeping a picture of their spouse on their desk, or a sign at a hospital with a rainbow flag on it if kids enter the hospital. It's unclear if simply allowing an LGBTQ person to work in a role where they interact with children would be considered a violation of the law. Johnson's bill also bans any lewd or lascivious depiction or description of human genitals. Now, it's worth noting that basic instruction on body parts is often part of lessons aimed at helping victims of child sex abuse speak out and get help. So there's that. Johnson also says his bill would stop events where adults dance salaciously or strip for children, without citing any examples of recipients of federal money that have hired strippers to perform for kids. Instead, he mentioned an Air Force base in Virginia that once hosted a drag queen story hour. Now, this is probably a good time to point out that drag isn't a form of stripping. In fact, drag usually involves wearing an excessive amount of clothing. Opponents of these Don't Say Gay bills say that they isolate LGBTQ youth and the children of LGBTQ parents, and they send a message that they and their families are too shameful to discuss in public, contributing to the outsized suicide rate among LGBTQ youth. Now, currently, with Democrats controlling the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the White House, the bill obviously has no chance of passing. Political pundits say it was likely introduced just before the midterm elections as a talking point for Republicans to campaign on and drive their base to the polls. And speaking of Don't Say Gay laws, in related news, a federal judge in Florida has dismissed a lawsuit against the state's Don't Say Gay law and refused to issue a preliminary injunction blocking its enforcement. U.S. District Judge Wendy Berger, a Donald Trump appointee, ruled that those who brought the suit, which included LGBTQ students and families, plus an association of LGBTQ community centers, did not have legal standing to challenge the law. In her ruling, she also said that bullying in schools, which the plaintiffs expressed concerns about, is, quote, simply a fact of life. What to watch on TV this week? Here are a couple of recommendations. First, Oscar-winning screenwriter Dustin Lance Black takes a candid look back at his childhood in the moving documentary Mama's Boy. Raised Mormon, Black used to believe that his attraction to men meant he was going to hell. But when he finally came out to his mother, Roseanne, who overcame polio as a child, the pair had an eye-opening discussion that would change their relationship forever and inspire his career as both a storyteller and an activist. Mama's Boy is now streaming on HBO Max. And I highly recommend Season 2 of The White Lotus. Jennifer Coolidge, who plays the affection-seeking Tanya McCoyd, is the only returned guest checking in for the second season of the Emmy Award-winning show, which also features Aubrey Plaza, Michael Imperioli, Tom Hollander, and Theo James, who's already shown us in Episode 1 he isn't afraid to get naked. After cleaning up at the Emmys this year, queer creator Mike White has moved the action of the show to a Sicilian resort and says the scenic destination will be the backdrop for more hilarious social satire about sexual politics. The White Lotus was one of my favorite shows of 2021, so you can be sure I'll be taking in every episode. Season 2 of The White Lotus premiered October 30th on HBO, and new episodes will be arriving every Sunday and streaming simultaneously on HBO Max. I'm sad to report that Emmy Award winner and beloved out-comedic actor Leslie Jordan, known for his roles on Will and Grace and American Horror Story, died at the age of 67 years old last week after a car accident in Hollywood. He was declared dead at the scene of the crash. According to law enforcement, Jordan crashed his BMW into the side of a building. The condition of his car indicates that he may have lost control of it before hitting the building. Sources close to Jordan now say that he'd been experiencing shortness of breath for the past few weeks and had an upcoming appointment with a cardiologist. That information now leads folks to believe that Jordan may have experienced a heart attack before the accident. On Instagram, Jordan's official account posted a tribute to the actor which read, quote, "The love and light that Leslie shared will never go out, and we invite you to share their memories and comfort each other during this time." The post went on to share that in the coming days, we will be giving a glimpse of a project Leslie was really proud of and was looking forward to sharing with the world. As I mentioned earlier, Jordan was best known for his longtime role as Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace. The Memphis, Tennessee actor became a rival to Megan Mullally's Karen Walker on the show and in 2006 won an Emmy Award for his work on the sitcom. He developed a long career in film and television appearances with projects like Sordid Lives, American Horror Story, Ugly Betty, and Nash Bridges. At the time of his death, he was starring in the sitcom Call Me Cat, alongside out actor Cheyenne Jackson. During the pandemic, Jordan became a social media star via Instagram. He posted videos from an Airbnb he was living in, doing everything from twirling batons to cracking jokes. His Instagram following grew exponentially from 80,000 followers to more than 3 million. Along the way, he shared anecdotes about his life, revealing photos of himself when he was younger, and nicknames he'd once had like Sweet and Low. In 2020, Jordan began work on a new project with Ryan Murphy and Dylan McDermott. He was also named the host of a competition show about cleaning called Squeaky Clean. And then there was the music. In 2021, Leslie Jordan released his first album titled Company's Comin', featuring gay icon Dolly Parton and out singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile, which eventually led to him making his Grand Ole Opry debut. As a playwright, he's penned several stage plays, including My Trip Down the Pink Carpet, Stories I Can't Tell Mama, and Fruit Fly. In regard to Leslie being an out actor, it's notable that for someone with a career so extensive, he arrived in Hollywood in 1982, he was that rarity that never officially had a coming out moment, because he was out for the lion's share of his entire life. In interviews, though, he spoke about how his agents would at times push him to butch it up. He certainly showed the world, didn't he? Rest in peace, Leslie Jordan. We celebrate you. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you would share it with your friends. I like to think of the Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every single day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.